Welcome to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Xylem Inc., a leading company in the water technology sector. We'll examine how behavioral finance principles impact their strategies, their DEI approach, market adaptation strategies, and how they compare to other companies in the water technology industry. Let's dive in.
Xylem specializes in water technology and solutions. How do biases like overconfidence and risk aversion influence their strategies?
Overconfidence might lead Xylem to overestimate the success of new technologies or market expansions. This could result in higher risks if the innovations or expansions don't perform as expected. Risk aversion, where the fear of losses outweighs the potential for gains, can affect Xylem's investment decisions. The company might avoid high-risk projects despite their potential benefits, opting for safer investments that offer more predictable returns.
These biases can significantly impact Xylem's strategic decisions and risk management approaches.
Exactly. By managing these biases, Xylem can make more informed decisions and better navigate the complexities of the water technology industry.
Let's discuss DEI at Xylem. How does their approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion intersect with behavioral finance principles?
DEI initiatives are essential for fostering an inclusive work environment and driving innovation at Xylem. From a behavioral finance perspective, a diverse team can lead to improved decision-making by incorporating a range of perspectives and reducing grouping. For investors, Xylem's commitment to DEI reflects positively on its corporate governance and social responsibility, potentially enhancing investor confidence and aligning with ethical investment criteria.
Investors increasingly view DEI as a vital aspect of a company's long-term success and ethical standing.
That's right. Xylem's DEI efforts contribute to a more dynamic and inclusive organization.
Moving on to market adaptation, how does Xylem adapt to changes in the water technology sector, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Xylem adapts by investing in new technologies, responding to regulatory changes, and evolving its product offerings to meet market demands. Behavioral finance helps them understand market trends and consumer behavior, guiding their strategic decisions. For example, insights from behavioral finance can inform how Xylem adjusts its product development or marketing strategies based on changing consumer preferences and industry trends.
Adaptability is key for Xylem to stay competitive and address evolving industry needs.
Exactly. Leveraging behavioral finance insights helps Xylem enhance its strategic planning and market positioning.
Now, let's compare Xylem to other companies in the water technology sector, such as Pentair and Danaher. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Xylem, Pentair, and Danaher each face unique behavioral finance dynamics based on their market positions and product focuses. For instance, Pentair's focus on water filtration might expose it to different biases and market pressures compared to Xylem. Each company's approach to innovation, market adaptation, and risk management varies, influenced by their specific strategic goals and industry trends. Behavioral finance insights help understand how these factors impact their strategies and investor perceptions.
Each company in the water technology sector has distinct behavioral finance dynamics that shape their market performance and investor appeal.
Absolutely. Analyzing these dynamics helps investors assess the strengths and risks of each company in the sector.
To sum up, Xylem's strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether through managing biases in innovation and investment, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. These factors collectively impact their market performance and competitive positioning.
That's right. By understanding these dynamics, Xylem can better navigate the complexities of the water technology industry.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.